Forest Service crews will descend on the area next month to remove litter, particularly shooting debris, from three unofficial target ranges along Reddington Pass Road. Heidi Shule is with the Coronado National Forest, which manages the Reddington Pass area.
Those areas have been really damaged, with people shooting different kinds of objects and leaving the trash behind, as well as a lot of shooting debris such as casings and so forth. So we're going to clean those areas up, and then we are going to do a risk assessment to find out, are there any residual chemicals left from ammunition, from objects that have been shot? What kind of potential problems might there be, and what actions can we take?
The shooting ranges will be closed until September 30th, but access to the area will otherwise be unrestricted. The Reddington Pass Road will remain open, as will all hiking trails in the area. Reddington Pass is well known among outdoor enthusiasts and is considered a multi-use area. It's used by hikers, climbers, off-road vehicle riders, target shooters, all of which, Shule points out, are accepted uses of Forest Service land. But she admits that the target shooting ranges have, well, gotten trashed.
There are some people that don't take precautions using standard targets, picking up targets and removing them, you know, removing their shooting debris and so forth.
According to Shule, the cleanup project on Reddington Pass is about more than just getting rid of litter and debris. It's the first step in developing a management plan for the area.
It's what we refer to as a dispersed recreation area, which means there are all kinds of things people like to do out there, but there aren't really developed sites or facilities. What we would like to do is just look at all of the things folks like to do and how can we accommodate these uses while minimizing conflict.
Kirk Emerson is president of the Friends of Reddington Pass, an organization of people who use the area and want more Forest Service attention paid to it. She says the group is pleased with the Forest Service's plans.
And that is apparent in their increasing in management staff and enforcement staff up there and the recent action to start working on cleanup. We at the Friends of Reddington Pass are very pleased that the Forest Service hopes to carry out a collaborative management planning process and engage interests across the spectrum to inform their work.
A management plan for the Reddington Pass area would be a first. The Coronado National Forest has a plan for the Catalina and Rincon Mountains on either side of the pass, but not for the Reddington area specifically. Emerson notes that the Friends of Reddington Pass was formed in part because of concerns that the Forest Service was overlooking an area that was attracting lots of visitors and needed its own plan.
The population in the Tucson Valley is going to grow, and the press for recreational use will only increase, and that means user increases in likely user conflicts up there. So it is really high time that there be a focus on Reddington Pass. And there's lots of improvement that can be made, and I'm really, really pleased with the commitment that the Forest Service is making.
One decision officials with the Forest Service will have to make is whether to allow a formal target shooting range in the Reddington Pass area. Heidi Shule says they've received an application for a managed shooting range and are currently working with the applicant on the proposal. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.